Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always say stupid.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And you know, this is the day. This is the issue. Now, somebody, I put together two shows. I think I told you this earlier. So I got two blasts from the past coming up in the next hour or two. And basically, did America invent slavery? We're gonna deal with that. We could spend hours talking about the impeachment process. We could spend hours talking about what's going to go on. I've been wrong. I've been given so much misinformation, and I'm afraid to open my mouth anymore. You know, and let's just keep the good fight. I told you, David Barton's going to teach you. I got to get up here one of these days. I got to get it up on the website. But basically, you know, elections start local. We need to get our people in positions of authority in local school districts, local, you know, councils, and that kind of thing. You see, I jumped into it. Today, 10 Republicans. You know what? I'm not going to blame it on the Republicans. 10 Republicans and 222 Democrats decided, for whatever reason, that it was time to impeach Trump again. They hate. I've never, you know, I've talked to a few people. I have never seen such hate for a man. And it's not warranted at all. Instead of taking the spliced audio from, you know, from his speech, if you look at the actual transcript, you look at the actual timing that all this took place, it was impossible for him to incite this, number one. Matter of fact, he used the words, having your voice being heard in a peaceful way. What was that? Was that a dog whistle for, you know, start a fire, fan the flames? If you're going to impeach the president, you need to impeach the rest of them, Pelosi, Harris, and the rest of them. Or did you forget all of this? Right? And you had, what's her name? Waters, Maxine Waters. If you find anybody, she basically says, you know, you find cabinet members at a restaurant, you go ahead and you accost them. You get in their face. Wow. Right? And Harris, as she's dealing with the flames of these cities burning down, police cars burning down, she says protesters shouldn't stop. They should not let up. They should keep this going. I mean, are we serious? But they get away with it, right? And Nancy Pelosi at one point, while all this place is burning, she's like, I don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country like this. Maybe there will be. Now, you see, comment like that, think about it. I don't know why they're not uprisings like this. I don't know why they're not burning places down. Maybe, wink, wink, nod, nod, there will be. She was brought up with nothing. The president, he says one day in a speech to Russia, if you've got them, Russia, if you've got her emails, send them. Let them go. Bring them on. Let us see them. Well, what's the difference? Oh, one came out of Trump's mouth. One came out of the mouth of a Republican. Right? I mean, think about it. He scares them. He doesn't play their game. He scares them. That's why McConnell can't stand him. All right? He scares them. And I think these people, I mean, again, if their basis for impeachment is Trump incited a riot, then they have to add names to that indictment. Do you not agree? And there's all kinds of there are all kinds of headlines out there. You know, I don't like to do this, but, you know, Trump calls Americans to ease tensions. Calm down. Let's not play into it. And you know what? Look, there was no reason for the violence if our people did it. All right? However, what I will say, you've locked these people up. You have, you know, pushed them into a corner. You've not given them due process. Even Democrats at a high number feel like the election was stolen. Right? And the Supreme Court won't even hear, not because there's no merit, because they're afraid of the violence that'll come of it. Is that really a reason not to do this? The president was still speaking when the violence started. The Capitol was breached around 1 o'clock. Trump's speech didn't end until like 1:15. The timing's just not there. There's no way for those supporters could have traveled up that road in well, for all intents and purposes, less than 15 minutes. I mean, 15 minutes in the past, right? If you walked that briskly, it would take you 30 to 40 minutes to do. Right? So none of this comes together. None of it. Or I should say, let me rephrase that. The time frames don't fit. They just don't fit. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'm livid with the so-called Republicans who are trying to sell the fact that this is an upright and righteous thing to do. It's not. He's, you know, now he's got the distinction. And can we please get this straight? Because I'm already getting people saying to me, oh my God, he's been impeached. That doesn't mean anything. The Democrat-run Congress has impeached him. Pretty much down party lines. Pretty much. 10 cowards voted from the Republicans voted to impeach him. All right? All that means, put it together, all that means is the police, quote unquote, have done their homework, have compiled what they believe to be is evidence to convict. The DA now has to take it, which is the Senate, right? They're going to present it to the jury. The one running the trial, another beauty, Justice Roberts, who doesn't want this aggravation. He's just a coward. He's cowering in the corner. Anyway, you take a break from politics when we come back. You know, like I said, we're going to deal with a couple different things tonight. Your kids and this distance learning. What is it doing to them? How is it hurting them? How is it helping them, for that matter? If it is helping them. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Please don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. If you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I really do mean that. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You want to be part of the conversation, because the only way to become part of the solution is if you get involved and get engaged, if you get informed. Now, I would believe that you'll get informed in this show. All right, I just don't say stuff to say stuff. I got better stuff I want to do anyhow, instead of sitting here basically talking to myself. But you got to get informed in order to engage with these people. Otherwise, you're not doing anything. You're just playing the whole Twitter game. And hopefully, you've learned enough now to stop playing the Twitter game. Because these people are not only they're not on your side, they don't care about you. Period. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I haven't had this guy on for a while, and it's too bad. I mean, he was very busy. Thank God he was doing what he was doing, because he was going around the country, and he was teaching people, young people, teaching parents, young parents. Truly.
Pat Benson's here, host of The Guy Benson Show, a Fox News contributor and author
okay.
of End of
what
Discussion.
Is that
talk
all about
End of Discussion, Guy. I mean, there was no
All right, never mind. Anyway, Tom Kersting joins me. He's the author of Disconnected. Tom, thanks so much for being with me. I am sorry. Everything on my machine just went all black, but we'll deal with it anyhow.
Okay.
Hey, listen, it's the NSA. They don't want your message to get out. I'm telling you. That's what it's all about right there. So, Tom, first of all, a lot of people who are new to this, they're just learning about you, what have you, and why don't you tell them how you stumbled on this? You know, you're an educator. You saw what was happening with these kids, but put it in your words.
Yeah, so I'm a former educator now. I retired after 25 years back at the end of January. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, private practice. So in my words, I've been dealing with teenagers and families for 25 years. And what I've seen over the last, I'm going to say 10 years, is unprecedented. We have a different crop of adolescents, a different generation, where our kids are kind of losing a sense, not even losing, not even developing a sense of who they are. Because, you know, the sense of self is now predicated on, you know, who likes them, how many friends they have on superficial social media, and everything else. So all things that kind of go against the definition of self-esteem.
Yeah, and my concern, the reason I reached out to you, was my concern is the kids are now home. We had a concern that they're in front of that machine, that device all the time, whatever the device is, and you know, we were asking parents, you know, not so much take it away from them, but my God, get them off it, get them engaged, get them, you know, involved with family and other things, and now they pretty much have no choice in the matter. They need it for school now to socialize. It's the only way they can socialize these days, or they think it is. This cannot be healthy for them, can it?
Not at all. I mean, I got into this topic back in 2009. The first lecture I did was in March of 2009. It's called Digitally Distracted, and it was basically informing parents about what's to come. And this is like the kind of the early stages of screen time and so forth. And so that led me to write the book Disconnected, which came out in 2016 and, you know, became a real popular book. And now the second edition of it with a big publisher is coming out in a week from today, actually. It's called Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids and the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. And, you know, and I wrote that book, you know, really informing parents. I've been lecturing all over the country. Now COVID hits. My lectures in informing parents is now doing kind of Zooming it. So that's like the one positive attribute of technology. But what we have right now, Joe, is kids and adults alike that they don't really have any other choice. They do have a choice, but in today's day and age, they don't really know they have a choice. But, you know, we have kids cooped up in their bedrooms. They're spending more time than ever, and they were already spending too much time on screens. And now with homeschooling happening in the spring and likely returning in the fall, my concern is that these kids aren't going to know anything other than that. So the social, emotional, human component of human nature is now being further compromised. That's what my biggest concern is.
Yeah, and I can see it. I can see. Look at. The one thing I did very much appreciate is over the beginning or the end of the quote-unquote school year, I saw the kids out and about. I saw a lot of teens in the park or on bikes, and they were together in smaller groups. Now, maybe they do that on campus, but when I saw them at the park, at least they were out there. They were talking with each other. There were different areas of the park, that kind of stuff, and they were talking. They weren't just holding their phones in their hands. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, yeah, I do, because...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So that's
an important component of everything I talk about, is your social communication skills, because that's what we are as human beings. We are wired, and we are evolutionarily meant to be communicating at a face-to-face level. So up where I live in northern New Jersey, a lot of kids go off to summer camp every year, right? And over the years, you know, dealing with so many families, so many teenagers and stuff, when I've asked teenagers what was the best part about summer camp, people that are listening right now are going to be surprised what I'm about to tell you. And most of them would say, not having my phone. All right, so
No way.
Oh, I swear to God. There's no camps going on this summer, really, but in the last five, six, 7 years, they would actually... So these are kids that are glued to their screens all day long, right? And now they go to sleepaway camp for 7 weeks, and they're not allowed to have their phone. So they're, you know, hemming and hawing about it. And after the seventh week, when you speak to them, they say the best part was not having my phone, because guess why? Because they discovered something that they craved that they didn't know they craved. And that's the connection, the human connection with peers, the deep discussions and conversations at an emotional level that they have with their peers and so forth, and just the rewards that came from that, something they didn't know they craved. And unfortunately, they come back from summer camp, and that's not happening this year, and kind of fall right back into the same pattern. And, you know, so that's kind of been one of my missions, Joe, is like to try to get, you know, into the heads of parents who ultimately decide what their kids are doing, to get these kids out and about, communicating, putting their phones down, throwing the Frisbee around, and just doing what they're supposed to do. It's critically important to their communication skills, their social development, and their emotional development.
You want to wait a minute. You want the kids to actually go outside in the fresh air and actually, you know, get involved differently than that little blue glow coming off their phone? But you
100%. Like, I'm out on my deck right now. I'm like a half hour from New York City, so I'm up in like kind of the woods. People don't know what New Jersey is like, but I'm like, it's surrounded by trees. There's deer all over the place. And I'm hearing the crickets in the background. I've been standing out here for like 15 minutes, you know, getting ready to, you know, have this conversation with you. And it is just unbelievable. It's just marvelous. I'm out here by myself, you know, kind of like connecting with nature and so forth. And everybody knows this. It's no secret. Parents know this. But, you know, to get your kid off of that Blu-ray screen, that iPad or that phone or their video game system, and just be, is now a challenge, and that's inherent in what we are. And that's the real problem.
Well, I'm going to tell you from personal experience when we come back what happened at one of our schools. And then I want you to start, we need to start showing people how they can help their kids, even in this time, get away from those phones and get involved. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Tom Kersting is going nowhere. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? Can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has impeached President Trump for a second time, approving a charge of incitement of insurrection by a 232-197 vote. 10 Republicans crossed the aisle to vote with all Democrats to approve the articles. Representative Kat Kamick did not vote for impeachment. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that today's vote was far from the work that Congress should be doing. Nor is it helping to unite the country.
We have got to get our economy back on track, recover from COVID. Hundreds of thousands of businesses have gone under. We have real work to do, and there is nothing about today that was productive. There was nothing in the way of healing. There was nothing unifying about it. It's upsetting, of course, but we have to be bigger and we have to be better than what has happened here in the last 10 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she...
We are back. Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GOLD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation and part of the solution. Let me bring my guest back on. I so much enjoy the time that he spends with us. Tom Kersting is joining me, and I don't know, Tom. I guess I met you almost a year ago, and I've had you on the show a couple of times, and I got to tell you, I love the book. The book is called, you know, Disconnected, and if you can't figure that, I mean, I'll give you the rest of it in a second, but if you can't figure out what that means, right, your kids are so connected to the devices in their hand, to what's online, to the social media networks, that they're not thinking for themselves anymore. They're not able to push through things because they can't Google it to get the answer. So, Tom is saying, go ahead. Well, you're a psychotherapist, retired school counselor, and you see him on Fox and Friends and other talk shows. And, again, let's just jump in. I love having you on, and I never have enough time with you.
Yeah, and that, you know, disconnected. I mean, you know, think about that. So, like, kids and adults, for that matter, we're constantly connected, right? So we live in this connected world, right? But the reality is we live in a very disconnected world because connection isn't some cyber variable. It's human to human, face to face, you know, emotion to emotion, and we're kind of severing that human reality and relinquishing that to this cyber reality. And it's kids, adults, everyone. And you know, my new book comes out a week from today. It's going to be released nationally by a major publisher. It's the second edition, tons of updates. I know you read the original version; you loved it. The second one's better. And, you know, it's something literally that every parent has to read this book because it relates to their lives day to day, themselves, their parents, the disconnect between them and their kids, all of the things that are happening with their kids, the behavioral issues I'm seeing nowadays, the anxiety, the depression. And unfortunately, you know, the suicide rates is going up. That's, you know, upticking for many years now. And now we have, you know, a new school year coming and a new debate about that. The kids go back to school or do they not?
Well, I'm going to ask you, and here's the reason. You know, I'm on the school board. We had you out to speak to our community members. It was great. A lot of buzz around it. A lot of parents got informed. You know, they don't even think of the stuff usually. They got informed. Now the kids haven't been in school. We're watching depression rates skyrocket. Again, to your point, suicide rates. The kids truly feel disconnected from life, if you would, because their whole life was going and seeing that teacher, being with their friends, that kind of stuff. So this is not, as we hear on a regular basis, this is not something that's just going to be for the school year. This is going to affect these kids long term. Help us kind of try to figure out what to do here.
Well, it is. Like, you know, any folks listening right now, keep this in mind. Your children spend more time with their teachers than they do with you on a day-to-day basis, right? Of course, you know, we want to be with our kids as much as we can. But that's like they're almost like you can equate it to their full-time job. They get up, and it's not just the educational component. It's every other thing under the umbrella, the social component, meeting new people, the communication, and just being part of a group, being part of a community and so forth. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what humans are meant to do. Now, what I'm seeing right now in my private practice, Joe, is a social isolation issue that's happening. I'm getting calls like crazy from parents, particularly with teenagers and kid-teenagers that are just kind of unraveling, and they don't know why they're unraveling. They're unraveling because they're not doing what we are meant to do as people, which is running around out in the backyard, playing manhunt, being with their friends, going to school. You know what we know as human beings is sort of now has changed almost overnight. And we have this debate now. I was just talking about this on Fox and Friends the other day, about should kids go back to school or shouldn't they? So, the Center of Disease Control came out and said that kids absolutely need to go back to school because the critical ramifications of not going back to school exceed the possibilities of a critical incident happening from COVID-19. When you look at the critical mortality rate of kids being 0.17%, which is actually less than 1%, the argument is, all right, so we know this disease isn't really affecting our kids. The kids, according to some of the resources, are not transmitters of the disease, but at the same time, we have to keep them locked at home forever. So where does it end? That's the problem. Where does it end? What do we do? So I think somebody's got to step up to the plate and say, all right, we got to get our kids back to normalcy. And yes, this affects the elderly and so forth. And, we have to, keep our kids away from the elderly until we ride this thing out. But the longer we keep kids away from the sense of normalcy, the more damage that we're creating in the long haul.
I agree with you. I mean, these kids are up against, look at what's going on in society today. You got the whole BLM thing that's happening, the COVID thing that's happening. They're living in fear. They don't know when they're going to see their friends again. They don't know when they're going to see their teachers again. And so parents really have to be on top of this because I was joking earlier saying that this is the first time that they've had to spend a whole day with little Johnny and little Susie. And and now they're having to deal with not only just the education, but their work, the kids, and the whole nine yards. A lot of stress happening there. A lot of emotions flying in the house, isn't there?
Well, yeah, not only that, but even without question. So now, and the other issue is parents of younger kids. Like, so we live in a world now where, we have more, two parents working than we've ever had historically. And, what do you do if you have kids that are in, kindergarten, first grade, and you can't afford childcare? So the people that are really going to be feeling the ramifications are people from lower socioeconomic communities and so forth, that both parents have to go out and they work. They may not be able to afford childcare. The school districts that they are in might not be able to afford to give every kid a computer. So they're in this sort of quandary. And like, what do I do? Quit my job and go live in a tent, and stay safe, for the sake of the order? Or do we try to figure out a way of, getting our kids back to, back into the school building, doing it in a way that's safe for everybody? I think we could pull that off. You're on a school board. I know that. But we can't just, sort of give in to the, because this thing's become, like everything else, become politicized now.
Right. Yeah.
That's just the reality of it. Anybody can, you can disagree with that, but that's just the reality. It's become politicized. And, we got to take that out of the equation. We got to really look at the important component. We care about our kids, and we have to do what's right by our kids.
Yep. I totally agree with you. All right. So there was just not the downers this whole time. I mean, well, here's the fun thing about it. I started to tell you that in one of our junior high schools, the principal there decided to ban cell phones just as a whole. And so the kids she found after a day or two, the kids were actually communicating with each other face-to-face, sitting in the quad, not having half conversations while typing something. And the kids, after a couple of weeks, said, you know what? This is great.
Yeah, I like this. Right.
You know?
And I think, yeah, exactly, like we were just talking about in the break. That's instinctive. Right? That's our instincts as human beings. And I was telling you earlier, too, during the commercial break, that yeah, over the last several years, I've had many kids up here in the New York area. A lot of kids go to sleepaway camp for 7 weeks. And you know how many kids I've had that I've counseled when I was at the high school that would come back, and I would ask them, what was the best part about being at camp for 7 weeks? They said, not having my phone. So what that tells me is that every one of these kids is complaining, I can't have my phone. But when they get there, they get exposed to human interaction and developing relationships and creating memories over 7 weeks. It's something they craved, but they never knew they craved because they never had the ability to crave it. I just think that's so fundamentally important. So your school board, with the phone issue, seeing kids communicating, I'll take it a step further. I had a principal in, I forget what state it was, Wyoming or something, read my book, sent me an email, and said, I'm bringing this to the school board. And they brought to the school board that they were banning phones from coming into the school year this past September. And they pulled it off, regardless of how many parents would complain, and it's been nothing but a 100% victory.
When you see the look on these kids, when you see what they're doing and how engaged and involved they become, it's great. I think it's great, anyhow. But I'm not the expert. That's why I bring guys like you on, because some people will say, and it's funny, out of 11 or 1,200 kids, I think, was total in that particular school, you had about three parents that were very upset they couldn't get a hold of their kids during the day.
That's
not supposed to.
Well, that's right. Because the problem with the smartphones nowadays, it's not really about the kids when it comes to school, it's about the parents. It's become their sort of lifeline, their umbilical cord. They become so accustomed to, contacting their kid whenever they need to, telling them this or that.
All right. So we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that you can give parents tips, tricks, things they can do to help take some of that stress and that aggravation off the kids and get them acclimated into, how about family life? We'll do that on the way back. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Tom's not going anywhere either. He'll be back after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again. So I've asked Tom Kirsten to join me. He's a psychotherapist and a retired school counselor. He also appears regularly on Fox and Friends. Some of you just need to get up early and check it out. And many other chalk shows. But really, seriously, I've asked him to come on because he wrote a great book that is actually being updated here shortly. Disconnected is what it's called. You can find it on Amazon. You can pre-order it on his website, TomKirsting.com. That's with a K, TomKirsting.com. So head over there, check it out. He's got videos up there and everything. And I'm telling you, if you got a teenager, look, if you got one teenager, you should check it out. If you got more than one teenager, you have to check it out. Tom, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time. All right. So one of the things I want to talk about is that, you know, it's easy for us to sit there and go, you know, the sky's falling, things are terrible, your kids are dying. But how do we fix it? How do we help mentally? And I mean, I don't mean that physically. I mean they're withering away mentally because they don't know what to do. And for a country like ours, we've got technically we have the highest teen suicide rate on the planet. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and it's getting younger. You know, younger kids are now taking their own lives, unfortunately. And yeah, again, without So when I'm out there, doing my lectures, I was up by you back in February out in California. I'm all the way on the East Coast. The big thing is, what do we do? All right. And anybody listening right now, all right, the tips for this are very simple. All right. It's not very complicated. I'm going to throw a few out there right now. The first thing we got to do in order to get our kids back to back to reality and spend less time on their screens and more time with us is we got to practice what we preach. And that means that as adults, as parents, we have to power down our own devices, our own computers and so forth when we are at home with our children, because adults are just as guilty in terms of screen time usage. Okay. That's number one. Second thing that we need to do, very simple thing, but if you have a teenager, it might be, you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with the blowback that you're going to get from your kids. You got to get those phones out of their bedrooms, okay? Because teenagers, I've worked with millions of them probably. Every teenager nowadays, but not every, but I'm going to say 98%, the phone goes in the bedroom with them and it stays there at night. And every teenager I've talked to in the last 5 years tells me that they stay up to 1 till 4 o'clock in the morning on school nights and parents.
Wow.
Get those things out of the bedroom. Yeah, that's a whole other thing. Sleep deprivation. Get your kids involved. Right now is a good time. We're home with our kids. Let your kids be part of the family. Tell your kid, all right, you're taking the recycling out. You're taking the garbage out. You're going to help me cook tonight. We're going to play games together. Let's go for a walk. Get involved. That's going to require us to participate in that as parents, okay? Just simple little things like that. Another rule that I really think is important, any parent listening right now that has a kid that plays video games, if you have a boy that's between 10 and 18, your kid's playing video games. Make a rule, if we go back to school, that there are no video games allowed during the school week, period, because that's all they're going to be thinking about. They're going to race through their homework and their studies and so forth to go play the Fortnite. If your kids are going back to school and it's home-based and computer learning and you have a teenager, do not allow their smartphone to be in the same zip code as them when they're in school, at home, on their computer, because they will get distracted by their phone and they're not going to gain the knowledge they need doing computer-based learning. Simple stuff like that.
I'm always amazed at the simple things. Like, we did the same thing. Even our kids weren't allowed to have phones. They're a little older now, but phones were becoming a big deal. Some of the younger kids, I mean, back to the flip phone days, some of those younger kids had flip phones in their backpacks. I'm going, wait a minute. Why do they need one? Well, in case they have to get a hold of them. You haven't had to get a hold of them this far. They're little kids. Call the office. They'll find your child, believe me.
Well, exactly, and that brings me to another tip, Joe. Send your kid to school without the phone. All right, and that's harder for parents because parents are now dependent. They become dependent on knowing everything their kids are doing, being able to get in touch with them whenever they want to get in touch with them. I'm telling you right now, 25 years working in a public high school, kids having phones on them, it does 100% more harm than good. Yeah, you could maybe pick your kid up a little bit early and get there at exactly 6 p.m. after practice. Let your kid wait till 6:15. All right? It's the simple little things like that. The phones going to the school is nothing but a distraction. I mean, I've spoken to countless teachers when I worked in education, and they just battle it every day. It's like they can't help themselves. We want to think our kids can be responsible. They really can't. We have to be responsible for them.
No, I love these parents, and I know some of these people that think that their child is 16, 15, 16, 17. Well, not my kid. My kid can handle anything, and these are – well, look – then he's an extremely exceptional child, one like I've never seen before. And when they get, when they get addicted to these phones, I don't care how responsible you think your child is, you're going to find out not as much as you thought eventually, because they are truly, and it's almost like it calls their name on a regular basis, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you're talking about adolescence, and like when I give a definition of adolescence in one word, I use the word insecurity, right? So you're trying to figure out who you are, you're changing hormonally, you're going through puberty, and, where you fit in the social pecking order. They have this device where, you're getting this constant attention feedback loop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually affecting their self. It's not helping their self-esteem, because self-esteem doesn't come from the outside source, it comes from within. And, we give them these, modern-day weapons of mass destruction called the smartphone. And now our kids who are already impressionable, their brains are developing, now they're getting all of this superficial feedback, and they think they're feeling good about themselves, but they're feeling terrible about themselves because all they're doing is comparing themselves all of the peers in their school.
You know, Tom, the thing that's always, and again, I'm going to sound like an old guy for a minute, so bear with me. The thing that always amazes me is in the 70s, when I was growing up, we seemed to have, or we were taught to push through things, that how to cope with stupid little things in life, right? I mean, that kind of stuff. And it almost seems today that very few of these kids can push through any kind of change from their daily routine, if you would. Now, did we do that to them? Is it a sign of the times? Is it culture? Is it these smartphones? Or am I just way off?
No, you're right on. And it's a combination of all of the above. So, you know, the generation of parents today, and it's not really their fault, it's just generational, is we're the bailout parents nowadays. If we insulate our kids from any failures, from any adversities. That's why we have, you know, the trophy generation. Every kid gets a trophy because, God forbid, you know, a kid comes in last, the team comes in last place, and that kid has to deal with that, you know. But by insulating our kids, by protecting our kids from, quote, failure, we're doing them a disservice. Because in order to succeed in life, there are barriers. Any person that has succeeded to the greatest potential has had to overcome barriers, experience failures, and so forth. But if we protect our kids from that day in and day out, and they get into the real world, and they get their first job, and their boss says, you know what, that's a really terrible report that you just wrote up, a lot of them can't handle that because they've never experienced that before. They've been told that they're perfect. They've been told that, you know, they can do no wrong. And that's just a very, very bad, message that we're sending our kids, because that's not what the real world is like out there. Our kids, in order to succeed, you must fail, period.
Oh, hey, I people thought I was nuts at one time. I have 4 kids, and they were very close in age. And I did, unless it was going to physically harm them, I let them fail on a regular basis. I figured the best place for them to fail was while they were at home with me, where if it really went sideways, I could save their butts. But most of the time, you know, again, they figured it out after a while. They knew what they needed to do. And I think parents are afraid of seeing their kids see any kind of pain whatsoever. And
I remember when I coached Little League baseball for my son for many years. I was one of the coaches on the team, a travel team, and all that. And the kids when they were younger, they'd come in, they struck out, they'd come in and they'd cry, and parents would come to the fence and so forth. And I would explain to the boys, I would say, listen, but guys, if you take a Major League Baseball player that has played for 15 or 20 years, right, and every 10 at-bats, they strike out 7 times, and the other 3 at-bats, they get 3 hits, what do you think happens to that player? And they're like, what? And I would say to them, they make it to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame because they have a lifetime 300 batting average. So they fail 7 out of 10 times, but they make it to the Hall of Fame. Think about that for a minute. And that's a good thing. You know, not that we want our kids to fail, but we want them to experience and overcome, you know, these, quote, failures in order to find within themselves the ability to push harder and work harder.
Yeah, I don't understand why parents are so afraid to let their kids fail. You know, you see these kids, and, you know, you look at the look on their face when they fail once, they fail twice, they're pumping away, they're trying to get it done, and succeed. The look on their face is priceless. Because they get a sense of self-worth, true self-worth that they didn't have before.
Yeah, it makes them want to work harder. It's kind of like, you know, when your kid is 2 years old and you're like in the kitchen and they're in the family room and you see the kid trip and fall and then they look at you with that face and they're just about to cry and as soon as you run over to them to rescue them, they start crying.
Right.
If you don't run over to rescue them, you just stand there and kind of like pretend you're doing something else, they go about their business again.
Yep.
You know, so we're kind of, you know, we're sort of, in a way, we start enabling that stuff at a young age.
I always joke, if you saw somebody that was, you know, my size, 200 pounds, coming at you at 90 miles an hour, looking pretty scary, you'd cry too, because that's about what it looks like to that little kid on the floor. All right, Tom, Amazon.com is where they can find your book, Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids, your new version, coming out next week. But you know what? Go to TomKirstein.com. I'll put the information up on the website. Check them out, Tom. Always, always enjoy when you're on with me. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, bro. Appreciate it.
Joe Messina, your host.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.